This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend John Stormer, who back in 1964 wrote a book called None Dare Call It Treason, which was basically the foundation of the conservative movement. That and a book by Phyllis Schlafly at the same time were the two books that really framed and formed of the conservative movement. John Stormer, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's always a privilege.
Well, basically, a lot of water has gotten under the bridge here in the last 50 years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this evening? Because I know you're on the front lines still of this battle, even though we're both getting a little bit older, but you're certainly on the front lines of this battle, observing what's going on today. Of course, John was a minister for many years. He's retired now, but he never really retired from his avocation of being a patriot and wanting to educate people about what's really going on in the world today, which is so far different than we might get from reading the controlled media. And the media is controlled. John, you pick up the story.
Well, there's so much that indicates that we have deep problems in America today. Now, some people would look and say Obama in the White House is a big problem, and that's a problem. Or could look at the Attorney General and people working in the in the IRS, taking the Fifth Amendment. And people get a look at those things, but our problems go a whole lot deeper than those obvious things. Others would look and say it's the national media, that they're not focusing on these problems. And that, too, is a part of our difficulty. But basically, our real problem in America today stems from the transformation of this land, morally and otherwise, culturally, in the last 60 or 65 years. And as we look at where we are today, the big problem we face is that with all the major problems we're facing, politically and otherwise, with all these problems, most people are not really aware of what's going on, and most people aren't really concerned, I'm afraid.
Well, our job is to at least point out for those who will listen that there's a real problem and then try to point them to an understanding of the true spiritual nature of the battle that's going on. Would you agree?
Exactly.
And we may not win this battle, but our job is to do our best. I mean, it's a God's battle, and we're just sort of on the front lines of this. You've been there for well over 50 years, as have I. But basically, people have to understand we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, cultural, educational, financial battlefield. But it still is primarily a spiritual battle. We're going to be back in just a few moments with John Stormer.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. the U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is John Stormer, and we're talking certainly about the spiritual battle that's taking place today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We're losing that battle because, of course, we do not have the leadership within the church that we did at one time. John, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, you mentioned we don't have the leadership in the church today, and that's true. That's very true. But there's two influences that have been at work over the last 60 years that I would suggest have brought about the cultural transformation in America during this time. Number one, it's what happened in the schools of America during these last 60 or so years, maybe a little further back than that. When I look back and realize that 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, the education that I got in what were supposedly good schools back in Pennsylvania, they were so proud of their school system because all of their leaders were graduates of Columbia University and had their advanced degrees from there. But, there was so much. We had given away phonics in the 1930s. And as a result, succeeding generations of young Americans did not truly learn to read.
And I think people really don't understand, John, that this was done intentionally. This all started back in the early 1900s when a group of socialists and humanists got together and said, look, we're going to change society, but they're going to do that through education. And they set out to dumb down our students, to take phonics out of the school, and basically to take discipline out of our school, and to take God and prayer, and basically, of course, to effectively dumb down our students. They knew exactly what they were doing, but they did it so slowly and so insidiously that the average individual, the average parent, really didn't understand. But the biggest thing was to infiltrate the universities and to teach the teachers who are going to be teaching the future generations of teachers a system which was designed not to work. Would that be a fair assessment?
That's a very fair assessment. And, of course, along with that, as these things were all happening, and we basically eliminated the teaching of history, true history, the Constitution of the United States, and any understanding of the basis of on which America grew great. As these things were ignored, just a little bit here and a little bit there, and as a result, generations of young people were turned out with no real understanding of what was happening. They had nothing to compare what was happening to them against what should be happening. And as a result of those things, and as you said, a little by little, and a little bit at a time. Just today, I was hearing, and it's so true, that in the colleges of America, tragically, people are putting themselves into all sorts of debt to send their young people off to the good colleges, the so-called good colleges. But most of them are being taught by people who have no understanding of America or who are definitely out to transform this nation. I read in the last week or so a young man who was a graduate of Harvard University. Of course, Harvard had been started as a Christian institution back in the 1700s. But this man made the charge that in the whole Harvard Law School, and he was a graduate, in the entire Harvard Law School, there was only one Republican teacher, and most of the rest of them were actually known and admitted communists who were teaching the future lawyers of America, people like President of the United States, Mr. Obama. And as they have transformed this, they have changed the people who ended up becoming leaders of America. For example, a lot of attention has been focused on the fact and proud that when Obama was at Harvard, he was the head of the Harvard Law Review. Now, I have a friend, Andy Schlafly, Bill Schlafly's son, was at Harvard at that time, and he was on the Harvard Law Review. And he said all the years that he was on those 3 years or so while he was in law school, that he was on the Harvard Law School, on the Harvard Law Review, at a time when supposedly Obama was the head of it. They said, we never saw him the entire time that I was on the Harvard Law School, Law Review. And so along with the transformation of eliminating all the good stuff, Obama was apparently being schooled and trained and prepared to gain ever important roles of leadership and being prepared. Maybe now this begins to sound like conspiracy, but I've written a couple of books about conspiracy, and they've been around for a long time. And I've heard you often enough that I think you know there have been the forces at work in this whole transformation of America. And they have succeeded in transforming generations of young people who've gone through our best schools and eliminated from their understanding anything of what the basis of America is, was, and as they have gained ever important places, their people comes out of these schools and they have no understanding really of what's been done to America. The moral influences. When I was in grade school in Pennsylvania, the law required that every school day, starting in first grade — they didn't have kindergarten those days, but starting in first grade — the Pennsylvania state law required that every school day start with the reading of 10 verses of Old Testament scripture, singing a Christian or patriotic hymn, and laid the foundation of right and wrong, the Ten Commandments, and all the rest.
And basically, when you take the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why should we be surprised when we see this increasing tempo of violence? Why should we be surprised when 14 or 15-year-old boys are sitting around figuring out how they're going to carry out massacres on other students? After all, there's no right, there's no wrong. If you want to do it, why not do it? And the reason you don't is because there is a God and there's punishment for it. And we would not allow, though, them to say in school, "Thou shalt not kill." Why? Because that sounds like the Ten Commandments. In fact, it is the Ten Commandments. And they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter and any mention at all of morality out of our schools. And we tell young people, and if it feels good, do it. You determine what's right and wrong. And then we wonder why certainly 40% of our children today are born out of wedlock. And why suddenly so many of our young girls have all sorts of sexually transmitted diseases? When I went to medical school, there were 5 sexually transmitted diseases. Today, there are 20 sexually transmitted diseases. And this is the end result of a depraved nation. What was once the land of the free has now become the land of the people who live free and don't worry about the consequences. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is John Stormer. And John certainly is one of the great leaders of this conservative movement, as has been going back to his book, 1964, None Dare Call It Treason. Go right ahead, John.
You summed it up very well, Dr. Stan, and puts it all together. And these things have happened just a little bit at a time. Now, the Supreme Court, 1973, decided the fact it was the Pennsylvania law requiring the start of the school day start with the reading of 10 verses of Old Testament scripture and prayer and the singing of a patriotic or Christian hymn. And the Supreme Court said, no, we have to have separation of church and state. And that was just one of the things that was stepped down, and then 2 years later, they decided to permit abortion in America. And one of the stabilizing factors after another have gone down. You mentioned today, and this is an impact of the schools. The 70% of all black babies in America are born out of wedlock today, and about 40% of all black and white kids are born out of wedlock today. And that has further aggravated. You have these kids coming into school, into kindergarten or second grade, that have never had any foundational training.
Hold that thought. We're going to have to go to a break. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, one out of every 3 young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole today.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you say. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is John Stormer, and we're just talking about what's happened to America during our lifetimes. We're both old-timers. We've been around for a long time. Our telephone number here, if you have a question or comment for John, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go right ahead, John.
Dr. Stan, there's just so many aspects of, we've mentioned quite a few. We talked about the breakup of the family. You know, you go back, the best figures I can get, as I've done some research, in 1930, most black families in America, were stable. They had a mother and a father, and they trained up their children. But then New Deal came along, the 30s, and the growing welfare state, all the other influences that have broken up these families, and as a result, succeeding generations of young black people have just been destroyed. At the same time, the black churches in America were once the strongest force preaching the gospel. But in the days of Martin Luther King in the late 50s, and as the emphasis was, there was a time, you go back to the early 30s, a young black man that wanted to become a preacher, he'd start to preach. He couldn't get into most of the Methodist or Presbyterian, any of the traditional Protestant seminaries. But in the 1950s, then with a lot of emphasis on the fact of the discrimination in America, and there was a lot of it, pressure was put on those seminaries to locate and train young black men like Martin Luther King. And they were trained to be agitators and transformers of society rather than true preachers of the gospel. Now, I do a fair amount of work. My wife and I, for 15, 18 years, I guess, teach Bible study every Saturday morning in a nursing home. And all but one or two of the people who come are black people. And they know the Lord. And they respond to the word. But the black churches, while many of them do still preach the gospel, they've also become transformed to become political agitators. And as a result, the influence, the gospel influence in our major cities has almost disappeared. And as a result, there's a church here in St. Louis that I have a little bit of familiarity with. And it's a black church, and they have their own Christian school, which is good. But as a friend of mine who visited, a black preacher friend of mine, says you go there to church Sunday morning, and half the women in the choir are unmarried and pregnant.
Hold that thought for a minute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. John saying that half the women there are unmarried and pregnant. 70% of black children are born out of wedlock today.
And here in St. Louis, 40% of all the babies are born out of wedlock. And these things all pile together in schools today. For example, we're spending about almost $50,000 a child in each of our grades as they're growing up. And where at one time you had one teacher in one grade. When I was in first grade, Mrs. Boring, and she ran the classroom. And you didn't make any noise.
Well, we can't have discipline in schools now, John. We progress to a better something or other. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
That's right.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
I disagree with you. Hold on. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Tony calling from Michigan, and Tony is a black woman, one of our regular listeners back there in the Detroit area, and she's simply talking about how when she grew up in Alabama, certainly in a black church with a good moral foundation, but then, of course, certainly we started getting into the 1960s, 1970s, and parents weren't allowed to discipline their children. The teachers weren't allowed to discipline the children. Children could actually call the police if their parents were to spank them. Make your point, Tony, because I think it's a valid one.
Yeah. So that's what happened, began in 1965. And Stan, I want to ask you one. You might disagree with me on this one. Okay? Now, when affirmative action came into being, okay, well, I look at it like this. Okay, my great-grandmother was a slave, okay, Lynette. And when the affirmative action, after slavery was 200 and some years old, they didn't make a dime in the South. And when they came with affirmative action, I said, well, wow, my poor parents, I know that the young generation of Caucasian didn't have them in slavery. I know they didn't. But when they brought affirmative action, I said, well, now maybe the black men will get a chance to go to school. Not any women, not even black or white women. But he should have got first preference to go in bed and so he can work and take care of his family. Okay? And then after that, whoever else. Because blacks did come in chains back years ago. Like I said, my great grandmother was a slave. And I don't know who my granddad, whatever, all that stuff. But I was saying when the farmers action came in, if it hadn't been worked out like that, maybe things would have been better, there would have been more dads at home.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tony, if you've heard me talk on water fluoridation, maybe we can touch on that this evening. I think there is a massive program of discrimination against the black people being carried out on what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And I agree with you. We are all victims, but I think that the black especially are victims of this. And basically, of course, if you've never heard me talk about Roger Masters at Dartmouth, and about the effect of water fluoridation, which is specifically targeted at the blacks, increases the level of lead in their blood, and actually, of course, six times more lead. They get lead encephalopathy. And if you correlate water fluoridation, certainly with criminal activity among the blacks, you'll find in the areas where they fluoridate water, why, certainly there's a much higher rate of crime among the black in those areas than in other areas. A parting thought before we let you go.
One more thing, friend. I do know, okay, I don't know everything. I don't even pretend to. But I do know who know everything is just God. And God is no respecter of persons. God deal with everybody. So he loves us all. He made us all. And he got it all. We got to tell him anything. He got it all. And one day there will be justice through Jesus Christ.
And one day a lot of people are going to have to stand before the bar of judgment. And
we got us all stand.
Amen. God bless you, Tony. You're absolutely right.
Tell Mama your wife I said hi.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Tony's one of our regular callers, John, and she feels very deeply about the injustice that's done to blacks, and I feel very deeply about the injustice that's done to blacks, too. And when you can't discipline your children, what do you expect? Of course, this whole idea of water fluoridation and actually the genetic difference that allows the blacks to have a much more profound reaction to the hydrofluosilicic acid, with six times increase in the amount of lead in their blood rather than in comparison with whites, and correlating crime in those areas where they fluoridate with hydrofluosilicic acid, dramatic increase. Dr. Roger Masters at Dartmouth has worked this all out in his articles, and nobody in America will talk about it. I don't know why, but we talk about it all the time. Nobody else will do it, but go right ahead, John.
Well, I really appreciated everything Tony had to say. She's seen these things happen in the transformation of America. And as a result of it today, my wife and I moved out of St. Louis a little over a year ago. We're about 55 miles out into a small town in Lincoln County, Missouri. And I've gotten active in the community and have gotten to know the situation here, and looking into schools and all the rest. But they're typical. For example, in our school system here, in a good community, every teacher has an assistant. They have to have, even in first grade, they have a first grade teacher. They have to have an assistant to keep order. And that goes all the way through the school system. And as a result, they're not able to really be teaching the young people and putting into the things they need.
But of course, the whole idea is not to teach them. Basically, you have to have discipline. You have to have, certainly the teacher be able to discipline those children. And children who are not disciplined are going to be unruly, and they're going to do all sorts of irresponsible things. So that's the reason we have the problem with our premarital sex and our certainly violence and crime. And it used to be that chewing gum in class was the worst thing that was going on. And now, of course, it's certainly taking drugs. I mean, basically, we're destroying the lives of our children. They're doing it intentionally. Go right ahead.
And it's the result of the impact of, well, we've mentioned a number of these things, and what's happened first of all in the colleges, and where future teachers have been trained, and as a result, they're not taught. And the laws, there was a time when in Missouri, and I think other states, teachers could discipline a student. But Missouri law was changed back, I guess 20 years ago, that a teacher if a local school board will pass a rule permitting a teacher to discipline a child, even if the school board approved of it, they could spank them. But I only know of two schools in the whole state of Missouri where the school boards approve that. Now, one of the reasons is I have a friend who for over 20 years was an attorney for one of the local school boards in the St. Louis area. And he's retired now, but he did rather well. But he pointed out that a big part of his activity, any time that the school tried to discipline a child, it really got out of line. He would have to sit in because the parents would show up for the disciplinary hearing with their attorneys. And anything the schools would try to do to bring about some discipline, the parents would show up with their attorneys, and he, my friend, was making good money because he had to sit in on the whole hearing and advise the local school board about it. These are just, people are a little bit upset about who's the president and all the rest, but they don't realize that all of these things have taken place over a period of now more than 60 or 70 years that have eliminated all order, all building morality in the children, and as a result, we're suffering from it today. And when you started to talk, you said, well, yes, things are in bad shape, but maybe it's gotten so bad worse, I don't know whether there's anything we can do about it. But first of all, people have to realize that, first of all, what's happening, and get some idea of why. Now, I don't have much hope with all these things that have happened and the way teachers have, and incidentally, there's a lot of dedicated people who are working in the public schools of America. They have to be dedicated to put up with all the garbage that they get from the kids and parents and all the rest, but they don't know what the real problems are as far as trying to reach children and build some understanding in them. And then the schools have been transformed also to where the whole idea of same-sex marriage is being promoted. I was reading in the paper yesterday that a parent wrote in and said, now, we have one of our children that's leaning in the direction of homosexuality, but as we've tried to influence him, the schools have gotten involved and told us that we need to encourage this and realize that some people are born that way. And if we try to deal with this situation, it's going to harm the boy.
And if you don't try to interfere with it, it's going to destroy the boy. That's what it's all about. Because they die so much younger, and believe me, they're not gay. I was a physician. I've talked to lots of homosexuals, and they're miserable, but they're trapped in a system because nobody ever helped them to try to get out and avoid it. And I think it's criminal on the part of the schools to suggest that you're going to harm him by trying to keep him away from it. You're going to try. You're going to destroy him if you allow him to get into that lifestyle and die an early death.
Exactly, exactly. And we've reached the point today that anybody that brings those things up, they're called a homophobe or something. And we're in trouble as a nation.
Yes, we really are, but of course it's because we forgot God's teaching. And because there's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy this society, and we always used to think it was the communists, and certainly the communists are there, but they're not the major force behind this. There is a conspiracy against God and against everything righteous and good and noble and right. And there, this is the force that is really behind in destroying this nation. It's financed by a great tax-exempt foundations. Of Rockefeller, Ford, Sidney Carnegie, the whole gamut of the tax-exempt foundations, and these fabulous fortunes are being used to destroy the very fabric of our society. And the average individual doesn't think these things are happening by accident. They're not happening by accident. It's all happening by intent, and I'm sure you well remember that book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, that I kept in print for over 20 years, single-handed.
Exactly. Now, as I look at all these things, my first thought or reaction is, well, it's hopeless. People don't seem to be interested in all the rest, but our only real hope would be if God would intervene. If you go back into the years before the Declaration of Independence, for example, and the founding of our nation, God raised up a handful of preachers. John Wesley, George Whitefield, and a couple of others. And as they started to preach, the society was transformed. There was just a transformation, and it was God that did it. There was a similar great awakening right before the Civil War, and we mentioned before the Declaration of Independence and all the rest, it was God raised up a few powerful preachers that were responsible for transforming America, and they had their influence on our founding fathers. But if you come into the 4 or 5 years before the war between the states, the Civil War, it wasn't the preachers, but it was individuals who turned to prayer. And this caught on, spread across America. Out of it came the work of George Moody and the Salvation Army and a whole bunch of others. And it prepared the war and prepared the people for the awful time that they were having in the war for independence and the tragedies that went on there. Apparently gave the people some strength to uphold it. And that, of course, is our real hope yet, that we might really look to the Lord and His Word for real revival in our land. And there's some indications, but we need bad help.
We need it like we've never needed before, and this is why we often tell our listeners to pray for America, but we ask them to pray for our ministry and to pray for Alex Jones and for Joyce Riley and Noah Hutchings and certainly John Loeffler and all of our other friends that are out there on the front lines of this battle are trying, of course, to point people to the fact that this is a spiritual battle, and without God's help, there is no hope for America. Would you agree?
Exactly. Unless God intervenes, there is no hope. Now, of course, there are those who, there are people who don't pray, there are people who aren't working, who say, well, things are so bad, it looks like the Lord's coming back soon, and let's just sit back and wait for Him to come. And I disagree with that. I think that we need to, If God intervenes, it'll be between people who know Him and want to see Him work in society. And so we all have the responsibility of trying to reach people for Christ and disciple them, awaken them. I think one of the real places that we have to work, there's a lot of these feel-good churches around. There's a lot of saved people in them, but they need to be awakened and trained and made aware of what's happening in our nation, not just what's happening in Washington, but what's happening in the schools of America, in the churches of America, in the colleges, universities of America, and start to stand up against it.
Amen to that. I certainly agree with you, John. And basically, all we can do is simply know that the more and more people know there's a problem, they just can't connect all the dots. That's why I do what I do and why, certainly, I look forward to having someone like John Stormer with me. John, do you have a website or anything that people could go to get your material?
Well, I have a website. It's jstormer at CenturyLink.com.
Jstormer at what?
CenturyLink.net.
CenturyLink.net. Okay, well, of course, our guest is John Stormer, and basically one of the great giants in this battle for the survival of Western civilization. I hope you realize what a privilege it is tonight to hear John Stormer. He's been at this for, well, even longer than I have. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what they say. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you have a privilege this evening hearing John Stormer, one of the great giants of the conservative movement. If you've never read his book, None Dare Call It Treason, we offer it through my ministry. It's a classic and has so much great information. We also carry Gary Allen's book, written 8 years later, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, of course, which was the incentive for David Rockefeller to actually create the Trilateral Commission and the cult organization of demonically inspired. And if you doubt that, all you need to do is go to their website, trilateral.org. Look at their logo. It's three curved arrows, but they're really sixes, joined together by an upside-down broken cross, a variant of Nero's cross, dating back to the Emperor Nero, who burned Rome and blamed it on the Christians because of his intense hatred of Christianity. And that is, of course, what the Trilateral Commission is all about, an intense hatred of Christianity. And then if you'd like to understand that this is a secret cabal, you need, of course, to get David Rockefeller's book. We have his memoirs, David Rockefeller's memoirs, read page 405, and where he talks about the secret cabal he belongs to, that's working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to bring about more integrated global and economic system. And his word is conspiring, not mine. You need to get the books are available. That's None Dare Call It Treason, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, David Rockefeller's memoirs, and of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why shame on you, you need to get it. Now you need, of course, to get the DVDs that we have, all sorts of DVDs and four tape sets. And basically, of course, we want to sound and keep sounding the alarm on the danger of an EMP attack. I talked to a former executive director of the Congressional EMP Commission in Washington, D.C., Peter Pry. I talked to him this week. And he's extremely worried about the imminent destruction of our society. And basically, there's only two countries in the world that have hardened themselves and will be protected from an EMP effect that is either solar or nuclear. But one is Russia, the other is China. Why are they prepared and we're not? Because America is going to be destroyed, ladies and gentlemen. It is not a matter of if, but when, either a solar flare or suddenly either North Korea or Iran or who knows who else may have the ability. All you need is one missile and one bomb. One missile and one bomb. And the America that you and I know will cease to exist. And up to 90% of our population would be dead within 6 to 12 months. Up to 90% of our population would be dead within 6 to 12 months. This is not imaginary. You need to get the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, the 2004 Congressional Commission report, and, of course, the book, A Nation Forsaken. Well, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, I really do need to mention that we are having financial problems. Certainly, a lot of people are, but our ministry is, and certainly we're going to have to put our own money into the program. We don't get paid for what we do. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, but we're going to have to finance this thing on our own if we don't get some additional help. So if you're in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. I want to mention, of course, that there is a meeting of the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be this weekend, June 1st, June 2nd. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Milpitas, just north of San Jose. And if you want more information, call 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. Or you can just go to the Crown Plaza tomorrow. I'm sure you can get in. But, of course, it's important that you understand, because there are people there from the various conspiracies. There are really conspiracies, powerful spiritual organizations working to undermine and destroy the very fabric of our nation. So, please, pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land. bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie,
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Hi. Well, I'm trying to recover here from my laryngitis or whatever I've got.
We'll try to
struggling.
I'll do a little bit more talking than I usually do when we have you on, because usually, why we let you do all the talking? Because you do such a good job. But what would we get to talk about tonight?
Well, I guess what everybody's been talking about for hundreds of years, I guess, and that's the weather. We can talk about the weather, and we have introduction into the weather system of some very strange things that we don't commonly have. We're not just talking about common weather structures, which, of course, we've been noticing the Midwest getting pulverized with tornadoes and the hurricane season coming upon us with the prediction of having maybe 30 or 40% more hurricanes than usual.
And, you know, basically we're seeing basically snow suddenly in the Middle West, you know, in the middle of May, the end of May. I know I was down at the wharf here in Santa Cruz this last Sunday, a weekend, and the gentleman who owns one of the restaurants there said, have you ever seen as much wind as we're having now? He's been there probably for 30 or 40 years. And his comment to me was, I've never seen this much wind before. And he's talking about the wind here on the west coast of California. You're absolutely right. Something is altering our weather. What could that be? Is this simply an act of God, or is it possibly an act of men? Go right ahead.
It may be partially, because it could be the act of man. As we know, they've been fooling with weather and weather control and alteration. Then, of course, the Chinese now, they've had this huge weather control operation for a few years. Once they were able to steal all the latest mischievous electronic weather manipulation that the United States has. And, of course, that's a separate show that maybe we need to talk about in another next week or sometime, and that may be the successful theft and thievery of so much data out of the Department of Defense and the Pentagon, tracked right back to Red China, with them getting into our computers. But I'll tell you what I'm positive it is at this point. And again, I've talked about this before, and we're working on it to put it into a configuration so everybody will understand it too. But we do have an approaching astronomical problem, and that is the Nibiru or Planet X or whatever you want to call it. It's been given 3 or 4 different names over the last 10 years, but I believe that's already affecting our weather, as it is and has been affecting the outer planets for the last couple of years very seriously.
Well, you're going to have to tell us about this because I'm not acquainted with it. Is this an asteroid? Is this another planet? What is this and how is it influencing the weather patterns in other planets? How is it influencing possibly our weather here today? Our guest is Bob Fletcher. And basically, Bob is certainly one of the most astute guests that we have. We have him on a regular basis. He's been at this battle for a long period of time, since the CIA asset went in and destroyed his toy business back in the early 1980s. And we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher here at Radio Liberty.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie to the ocean, white with gold, God bless America, my home sweet home.
Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Stan, I guess, is Bob Fletcher. We're talking about the change in the weather. And basically, with a tremendous increase in tornadoes, and certainly some of these tornadoes, ordinarily they'll sit down on the ground for 2 or 3 minutes and wreak havoc. This last one that was certainly there, and it was going through, basically we're talking on the ground for 15 or 20 minutes and suddenly just destroying everything in its path, over something 17 miles long and 10 miles, 3 or 4 miles wide, just massive destruction. But you go right ahead, Bob.
Well, there's several things going on right now. We have slowly approaching, and of course they've not been able to definitively calculate where or what, when the closest passing is going to be, but some point in time, in possibly within the next year, maybe a few months, maybe 18 months, there is an anticipation and concern about the huge, what is the 10th planet, with this Nibiru that's been out and makes this huge 2,000 to 3,000-year orbit of the Earth, and they're genuinely anticipating it, and that's what I've been working on. Is when I tried to find out where billions and billions of dollars have gone to here in the last 10, 20, 30 years, and how the increase of money of vanishing and huge sums amounts of money, not the regular money stolen by criminals out of Washington, which is in the millions all the time, but where this money was going, and I've finally figured it out, and that's, of course, what I've been working on my DVD.
But how, what does that have to do with this planet?
Well, what it has to do is they know it's coming. They are refusing to formally notify the people of the Earth in general. The elitists at the highest levels are building hideouts for themselves and all of this. It's starting to now, for the first time in the last couple of years, or even the last year, it's starting to flex its muscles by as it approaches other planets in our solar system. From the outer planets inward, it's been changing and altering and causing atmospheric changes on those planets. It may be even affecting the sun. And as of yesterday, NASA photographed with their observatory what is possibly the largest solar coronal hole, a hole in the atmosphere of the sun itself. And now this hole that we're talking about was photographed only the day or so, actually yesterday and a couple of days prior to that, as it was developing. It's called a coronal hole, and it literally is the equivalent of the Earth's atmosphere around the sun, that, of course, is quite different from ours. But nonetheless, it is a huge opening, an aperture in the atmosphere. And what this has permitted, which June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, if there's any impact at all, we will feel it from this in terms of geomagnetic storms and aurora borealis that we're not used to at all around possibly both the poles of the Earth. And depending on when a major, what they call major blast of solar wind and magnetic fields have blasted out of this hole as of yesterday. And it will be about June the 2nd or the 3rd. It'll be a crossing Earth's path. Now, depending on what direction the Earth is at the very time that these bombardments come from the solar magnetic storms, when they hit the Earth, depending on where those atmospheric holes are in our atmosphere, it will either permit or it will help to deflect these storms. If we happen to be aimed in the wrong direction, there are a couple of large openings in our own atmosphere. It will permit these huge storms of plasma coming from the sun.
Well, no, basically, are you talking about gamma rays that are coming in?
Similarly to gamma rays. Oh, yes, they're geomagnetic storms. Is the way they're described.
Well, basically, first of all, with the gamma rays, something with the solar flare.
Similar to solar flares. That's what we're talking about, the same type of energy.
Well, let me explain to our listeners that basically these can come in if they are of insufficient intensities. The gamma rays come in, they hit the oxygen molecules, they break off electrons, and then this whole a stream of electrons sweeps around the world as an electronic storm and simply fries the electronic grid. Now, basically, that is, of course, the danger of the solar flares and certainly or of an EMP, a nuclear attack in the stratosphere. Are you actually suggesting that this is a possibility?
Absolutely. So you get an idea of what I'm talking about in terms of size of they're referring to them as coronal holes, and they are a hole in the sun's atmosphere itself. all right? And these holes, commonly they open and close, and they kind of do that on a somewhat of a regular basis, and it causes a huge variation in these magnetic solar energy bursts that come from the sun, which commonly the amount involved, et cetera, is such that the Earth's atmosphere does deflect them. Now, what happened 10 years ago, or whatever it was, we discovered that there were, in fact, some holes in our own protective shield, if you will. And so that there are holes that have been recognized now. And the big problem is a little bit like a roulette table. And that is that depending on how the Earth's turning and where it's aimed towards the sun when these flares go off, if they happen to be mild in terms of maybe just having some pretty colors in the skies in the north or the south around the poles, or if they are magnetically enough to cause a problem. All right. Now, what has happened, to give you an idea of size, if you take a golf ball that we're all familiar with, you take a golf ball and you take a basketball, all right, the basketball being the sun itself, actually you would have to utilize something about about the size of a golf ball next to the basketball. That golf ball would be the size of this hole that busted open, and the size of the Earth compared to that hole would be one little divot, one of the little marks on a golf ball. So if you're holding the golf ball in your hand, that's the size of the hole that's opened up, and if you're looking at that golf ball, it would be that one little divot, the little round hole indention on a golf ball would be the size of the Earth. That's how big this solar coronal hole is. So it's not something to be just scoffed at. They're not sure. Nobody, of course, in our government, the way they've been handling us now and for so many years, they're not going to tell us if there's anything to worry about anyhow until it takes place. The lesser of all things will be geomagnetic storms dancing around both the North and the South Pole, lighting up the aurora borealis in manner such that we haven't seen in maybe 100 years. And the worst condition is that if it strikes us just right, it can fry satellite communications and electronic communications in several parts of the Earth. Again, depending on how it happens to hit it.
But, Bob, are you suggesting this is going to happen next week, or it could happen next week?
No, it will happen June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and it's only a matter of degree. That's all. The only difference is left hand or right hand. It's either going to be a lot of pretty funny colors in the sky, aurora borealis possibly showing up in places where we are not usually seeing it, and or the worst case is that we will have electronic interruptions.
But Bob, certainly, how could this be going on and we're not hearing about it?
Well, if you want to go, again, it's a matter of, I guess, keeping your ear to the ground, so to speak. If you will go and look up, simply look up NASA May 29th, and the word coronal hole, you can look it up and you can find their own pictures that they just took of this. And again, they're not going to tell us, even when things like this planet X, the 10th planet, when it swings around a little bit closer, I don't know when they plan to tell people about it. But see, the problem that's so surprising is Russia and China are alerting their people on a regular basis and have been about the incoming and the changing of the planet temperatures and the atmospheres and all that. They are putting it on their news, and America, who brags ourselves to be so free is the one that's getting the very least of the information on these things.
But I think what most people don't understand is that as far as being protected from the effects of an electromagnetic attack, either a solar flare or an explosion in the atmosphere of one nuclear weapon, there's only two nations in the world that are hardened, have actually protected themselves and their population. Who are they? Russia and China, of course. But you're never going to hear this in the controlled media. In fact, I've been reading about EMP attacks and the threat of this for some time. It wasn't until this last week when I talked to Peter Pry, who was the executive director for almost 10 years in the various commissions they had, and I asked him the question. You know, suddenly I heard that Israel was actually protecting. He said, no, Israel will be protecting itself next year. The only two countries are Russia and China. So they're prepared for this eventuality, and we are not. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Bob is telling us about this planet, which on the 2nd or 3rd of June is going to pass somewhat close to America, to the Earth, and is going to create some problems. It may only certainly be an aurora borealis in the North Pole, the South Pole, or it could be something far more devastating. Pick up the story there, Bob. But do you think that the elite in America are prepared for themselves in case there is some sort of a disastrous effect?
Well, first off, I don't want to confuse. Actually, I don't want to mix up two different situations here. All right, the planet X, which is the 10th planet or Nibiru, it's way out there and will swing around. We're not talking about that today or tomorrow. What we're referring to specifically is in fact a huge hole on the surface of the atmosphere of the sun that was just discovered, literally photographed yesterday.
Okay, now this is something entirely different than the planet X.
Yeah, oh yes, it's totally a different animal. Now,
what does this have to do with the first or second of June?
The time between all the explosions that would have broke through the atmosphere of the sun yesterday, on the 29th, okay, and it will take those couple of days for it to shoot across our bow. It's when it will reach the Earth. It will be June 2nd, 3rd, in that period of time. That's the time it takes for the burst that they saw breaking loose and out of, and because of this huge opening in the atmosphere on the sun. So they go boom, they blast out. And it, again, it's the same as a magnetic impulse that you talk about that could be generated by man as an enemy, as a weapon from our enemies. But it's the same general concept, and it's electromagnetic impulses. But it's way past anything that is of norm. So that's one thing I'm talking about. A second thing that we're talking about, or that I haven't even mentioned yet, is, of course, a meteorite, an asteroid, actually not a meteorite, but an asteroid that will cross within 3 million miles of the Earth, and that will happen tomorrow, that will take place tomorrow. That's something they've been tracking. Not necessarily have anything to do with the sun, the sun having its unusual hole in its atmosphere. This is a separate asteroid. It's about 2 miles across. They are expecting it to be no influence of any sort to the Earth. However, it will pass within 3 million miles of the Earth. Now, you know, again, if you're talking distances on the Earth, well, then, 3 million miles is a pretty long way. But in terms of astronomical measurements, 3 million miles is not very far. If this one, and it's like I think 1.7 miles across, if it hit the Earth like the other one struck Russia, which of course was considerably smaller, if it hit the Earth, it would be the end of Earth forever, period. End of story.
Well, I thought this was going to be a couple of million miles away from it.
That's right. It's supposed to be 3 right. million miles away. And I would imagine, other than magnetic influences and gravitational and things of that sort that take place when these things come zipping through, are the middle of our solar system, our planetary solar system, all of these things have a finite effect on each other. It's one of the reasons why we're seeing at this time so many of the meteorites and asteroids and things of that nature taking place. You know, there was 4 or 5 of them a couple of days ago, and people that we talked about one, and in reality there was like 4 or 5 within a period of a week. Like one hit South America, another one came in someplace else in Canada, what have you. And they're not making a big deal of this, but there is a reason for all of this increase. And it is, in my opinion, the incoming effect of this Planet 10, the Planet X, Nibiru, coming closer to our system,
Of course, really, the thought of the solar flare is coming in. And basically, it's that is the flare actually on the way at the present time?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep. And again, they don't know. You know, they say, well, maybe it will just make aurora borealis lights all over the place, or maybe it'll be more serious.
Okay, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with our good friend, Bob Fletcher.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean white with gold. God bless America, my home sweet.
Don't be late.
No.
Why with God? God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop?
Right, son.
This is Dr. Stan. I'm back here with our good friend Bob Fletcher, who's talking about the solar flares apparently are going to reach us in another day or two and could have a devastating effect or could simply be nothing at all. We'll just have to wait and see. But the fact that this is happening, and certainly I keep my ear fairly close to the ground and get a lot of information in, I hadn't heard of it. Well, that's why I love to have Bob Fletcher, because he's one of the more astute observers that we have, and we always feel privileged to have him as a guest here on Radio Liberty. Now, before we go on, Bob, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your material.
Okay, sure. Our website's on, if you just go on computer and put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and that will put you to our website. We'll show you some of the investigations that we have available if anyone's interested in looking a little deeper into some of the things that we have and been directly involved with investigating. So it's BobFletcherInvestigations.com.
Okay, well, Bob, basically, Chris, I've been talking for some weeks now about the danger of an EMP attack or a solar flare, and they said the devastation this would have on America. Has any of the people commenting on this recent solar flare have commented that this is a possibility?
Oh, well, I guess the point is, on the one hand, we do have a very serious problem with the advance of the Chinese, for example, not so much the Russians because of their financial status, although that's a little crazy because we've been giving them so much financial assistance for so many years under the table, so to speak. But the Chinese have moved so far forward with their own scientific community. And of course, that's linked directly to their military advances, and they're so good that it was begrudgedly admitted last week, as a matter of fact, from the high levels of our Pentagon, that in fact the Chinese have probably been able to steal almost all of the detailed plans of all of our newest weapons, including many are what we would refer to as above top secret, in terms of weapons that we have developed and are in the process of developing for probably the last 10 years.
But of course, we have intentionally done that. That didn't happen by accident. We allowed the Chinese students to come here to go to our top secret laboratories. And why would we be surprised that Chinese citizens, communist students coming to America, or going to our most secure labs would steal our secrets? But basically, they never bring this fact out. Certainly, our leaders are doing everything they can to transfer our technology to the Chinese communists. We spend hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars on research. And what do? We simply give it to our people who are sworn to destroy us. Go right ahead.
Right. And, of course, some of this now, or actually a lot of what I'm referring to now, is I would say, above and beyond permitting what they would call, active living intelligence with people working there side by side with us and stealing things. The bulk of what I'm referring to is the admission that it had been computer generated, and that they had, in fact, been able to get into our computerized, secret coded information and steal it through computer theft,
right,
online.
Okay, well, let's go to Romus. Rich is calling us from Romus. Rich, do you have a quick question for our guest?
Hello, Grandpa. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Yep.
Okay. Yes, I do. Mr. Fletcher, back to the sunspots and the flares, is this considered to maybe hit the U.S. with an M-class or X-class?
I don't know exactly. I believe it's pretty much the a standard magnetic impulse that would be generated from any of the coronal releases that take place. The big difference is this time is that this physical hole. As a matter of fact, if you want to go on and look up under NASA, and look it up as a under and using the word coronal. Coronal hole discovery, a coronal hole discovery on NASA. They have posted a wonderful photograph of this thing. And the big concern is that this hole, which commonly these things will pop open on the surface of the sun atmosphere periodically, but usually not something that occupies 25% of the surface of the sun. And that's about how big this thing is.
This one is 25% of the surface of the sun?
About that big on one side. No, I don't want to confuse you now. On a single side, the picture that you would take if you were at NASA looking through the telescope again, if you take it as a tennis ball in your hand, that whole picture of the sun, about the size of a golf ball next to it is about how big the sun, the hole is. It's very, very large.
Well, but basically, of course, I think people have to understand that the solar flares are graded A, B, C, D, M, and X. And if this is an X flare, why, of course, it would be in real trouble. Well, we'll have to wait and see. There's nothing we can do about it. But I'm just so glad you brought this up. Rich, right. Is there anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Yes, Grandpa. I'm still a little confused. Mr. Fletcher.
Yes, sir.
If it's as big as you say it is, that sounds like an XXX flare to me.
I have no idea what their rating is on it. I apologize for that. I would simply say that they're describing it as the probably one of the biggest coronal holes that opened up, and that it is spewing solar wind into the atmosphere, into space, and that NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory made the photograph as of just a couple of hours ago, May 29th, and the corona hole where the sun's magnetic field spreads apart on the surface of the atmosphere of the sun and allow solar wind to escape. And the plasma flowing from this stream is expected to hit the Earth June 2nd or 3rd and possibly the 4th.
Well, hopefully it's not until the 3rd because I'm going to be over in San Jose on the 2nd. God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Rich. And let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. John, do you have a question, comment?
Yes, I have a question. Bob, I was following Planet X, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, there were daily downloads of what was going on with it from the SOHO satellite up till about November 2008. And then they said technical difficulties and what have you, and they stopped. And I know that it was coming in from the south, and that you had Bill Gates put that telescope there in Chile, and you got all this stuff going on in Antarctica. And then the Vatican has its thing.
Right.
Okay, so, and then there's just a big blackout. You couldn't find any information. Talk shows, nobody's talking about it except for John Moore and you. So tell us more about Planet X and what your take is at this stage.
Oh, okay, I'd be glad to. And that's good question, as a matter of fact. And when you talk about all of a sudden blackout, what happened was several years ago, it kind of was, this has been banged around for generations, whether there really was one or wasn't or whatever. And then a few years back, I'm saying 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it pretty much was acknowledged and then classified as really to be kept secret. And information on it was they tried to keep as much information as they could away from the general public, just on the possibility, well, actually the reality being, how do you tell the Earth that there may in reality have something that's going to come around and cause Noah's flood all over again? That kind of a complete cleansing situation, if in fact it does swing through our orbit as it's anticipated. Now, timetable-wise, it's very difficult. Nobody's been able to come with a real good, accurate timetable on this thing. But it's now starting to be photographed at certain levels in certain locations on the Earth, aiming out in the right direction at the right time. And there are, like the Red Chinese and the Russians, have accepted the concept that it is coming back around. They have spent multi-billions, the same as the United States has, secretly with our taking our money covertly, and building all these underground facilities, not for you and I, but for themselves. And that's the reality. If everybody in Russia is wrong, and everybody at the highest levels of China is wrong, and everybody in the United States is wrong, they're all making this mistake simultaneously and building all these hideouts and everything and buying the ammunition and everything that they are to protect themselves when the poop hits the fan. And the bottom line, in terms of the planet itself, if it is as has been described, it is about five times the size of the Earth, It's huge. It's very big. It's not expected to strike the Earth, but it's expected to pass the orbit of the Earth, coming in one time and going out, some kind of a period of approximately a week coming through one side and out the other side of our orbit. If it does this and passes as that closely to pass through, they anticipate just a multitude of gravitational alterations, magnetics, and all the rest of that, an effect that that would be just devastating. So the leadership apparently knows about it. They're spending money on hiding themselves when they have to. They are all doing it. This is not random, and it's not something that's being made up. This all can be is proven, the expenditures. So instead of just stealing the money, they're taking it now and putting it into preventative actions for themselves at the highest level. Name has been changed. Originally, it was referenced as Planet X, and then they started to go back to the words, using the words Nibiru, because it was kind of like maybe it was another planet or something, and there was some confusion about a brown dwarf planet that was floating around. And that's all intentional so that nobody zeroes in specifically on what we may be talking about. Everybody, of course, wants to know when, and it appears the potential is sometime between now and maybe the next 18 months. But, until it gets closer, that's kind of an indefinite point in time.
Well, but, now, on that, yes. If I may,
yes,
isn't that the reason why they chose Denver and up against near the on that side of the Rocky Mountains for continuity of government? And isn't that the reason why all those abandoned inland cities in China, or no?
No. All of that's accurate. As a matter of fact, and what the very things that you're talking about is a few bits and pieces on the new DVD that I'm working on feverishly to try to get it completed. And I've had so many difficulties. But anyhow, some of those things you're talking about does fit into it. There's things called the ghost cities in China. What I have found out, apparently, Chinese geographic experts and geologists have estimated that those areas where China has built these cities for millions but have kept them vacant, that these will be will rise up even possibly another 500 feet when, in fact, all of this Earth changes takes place from the planet coming through again. And so not only are they already built in highlands, but they actually will be higher when the time comes that the geography of the Earth gets altered by this this darn 10th planet swinging through our particular orbit. So, yes, those Chinese cities that have been manufactured are still being built today as we speak, that can hold millions of people, just like New York City, and being kept empty. They are being created as safe spots for a select few million Chinese. Yes, sir. And that's right. Why they're where they're spending their money. And at the same time, we are, of course, spending money at not only the Denver airport as an underground, but there's like 100 of them located in different places in the mountainsides and in where they've taken over the old NORAD facility. That's converted into a hideout for the elite and several others. And there's about 100 of them, which I do have a list of all of them, as a matter of fact.
And incidentally, I talked to Peter Pry a couple of days yesterday morning. He was 30 years in Washington, D.C. He was the executive director of the Congressional Commission on the EMG attacks. And he was commenting that the Russians actually have a mountain, and they've hollowed out the whole inside of it. It will hold a couple of 100,000 people, at least 100,000.
That's just one. What they've done at least is they have built, believe it or not, or almost all of them now, they started in 2010 to accomplish 5,000 hideouts for Russian people. Now, of course, they're not all big, fancy facilities like you would see for the presidential level people. But that's how many they were doing. And some of them are as big as you're referring to. Some of them are the size of cities that could hold thousands and thousands of people. And that's correct.
John, do you have anything else you want to ask before we let you go?
I guess
we lost John.
Did we lose him? Okay. Well, that was a good call.
It really was. And basically, of course, this is why we love having you on here. And basically, most of our listeners aren't even aware of these things, so this is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is very real. And as I say, I talked to Peter Pry this morning. He was telling me about this center in Russia, a whole mountain hollowed out, and he said hundreds of thousands. And whether he meant several hundred thousand or 100,000, I don't know. That's a lot of people to put into a mountain, but they're prepared for it. They know a cataclysmic event is coming. The average American can't believe this sort of thing. After all, we're dealing with important things. Why, look at what the IRS was doing, targeting conservative organizations. Look, suddenly, what the Justice Department was doing, tapping the telephones on reporters. Ladies and gentlemen, these things are important, but the really important things you're never going to hear about. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. You can go to his website, get his information. Bob does a great job, and certainly one of our favorite guests. I hope he is yours as well. And we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up our program at Radio Liberty. But remember, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But it's time we begin looking at things as they are, not as we wish they were. Well, Bob, we've got 3 minutes to wrap things up. It sounds like we might have an interesting weekend.
I hope it's not, interesting as in the last week watching all those homes being destroyed by the tornadoes. It's not something I expect, that kind of a thing. We may be visually seeing some electronic failure and interruption again. It's kind of like a matter of what direction the Earth is aimed when these plasma waves go splashing across the Earth globe. If we're aimed in the wrong direction, it's going to cause electronic disruption. If we happen to be in the right direction, we'll probably only have some fireworks at the aurora, both north and south pole. But anytime, as a matter of fact, I'm going to point this out. Anytime you see extraordinary aurora colors in the atmosphere, it's something you can ooh and ah, but you have to be worried a little bit about it, because it means that's that extra amount of these magnetic or geomagnetic flares that are penetrating our atmosphere, and it's illuminating the gases in the atmosphere. And that's, of course, makes for pretty colors, and they're real neat to look at, but it's not really a good sign, because it means that our protective barriers are down a little bit in one area or another. So I just point that out when people see that stuff. As opposed to thinking, wow, how beautiful and neat that is, you might want to go and buy an extra can or two of food storages for yourself. We got to always remember how quick it takes when we watch the floods, the hurricanes, and tornadoes, how fast it takes for the grocery stores to empty out when all of a sudden there's no electricity for in an area for a week or two. You have to remember, and I'm hoping everybody is taking these things seriously. I don't mean to be I don't mean to be doing a scare factor on people, but things are just not like they used to be, and Uncle Sam knows more about it than he's telling us, and I'm afraid you have to depend on good talk radio to get the information that you're going to need, and don't trust the networks, I guess.
Well, Bob, thank you very much, and we'll hope that we can talk to you another week
yeah,
or so.
Hopefully we're not off for a week or
something. Well, hopefully we're not going to be shutting down electricity. We're just going to have to wait and see. God bless you, and I hope you get that DVD finished very quick.
Thank you. Take care, Stan.
Good night. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy our conversation with Bob Fletcher. And we have all sorts of DVDs he's put out. You can get them from him. You can get them from us. Certainly has one on Weather as a Weapon, one on JFK, certainly on the murder of Sonny Bono, certainly on... There's so much fascinating information that Bob has put out, and I found him to be a very, very reliable individual. So, certainly you can put credence in what he says. Now, basically, of course, if you are unaware of the very real threat of an EMP attack, which could, within 6 to 9 months or 6 to 12 months, kill up to 90% of our population, why you need to get that DVD? You need to get the CD set. We carry the 2004 Congressional Commission report. We carry the book A Nation Forsaken, written by Michael Maloof, who was 30 years in the Defense Department when he retired a couple of years ago. He was a senior analyst reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. Well, this is a very real threat. You can get them by calling our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you don't have your Berkey, and a Big Berkey, or of course, basically Big Berkeys you can't get now, but you can get a Royal Berkey for just $10 more. And let me recommend that you get one or get a couple of them to have on hand, and you get extra filters because you can survive without food for a while. You can't survive without water. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Get yourself a supply of medical products, and I'm talking about the things that you need to stay healthy. I'm talking about vitamin D, magnesium, iodorol, iodine supplement, because most of us are not getting enough iodine, selenium, that's the curcumin. All of these things we carry. If you'd like a list of our products, give us a call. We'll send it to you or go up to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and look at the products we carry. And basically, the books, the DVDs, the four CD sets. We carry Miracle 2 soap products. We carry certainly the Berkey products. And you really need to have a Berkey water filter. We carry all sorts of health products. We carry spices, too, because they'll make your life much more interesting and enjoyable to have tasty food. And then, of course, we do hope if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we could certainly use their help at this time. We're having real problems this month. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs 4 or 5 hours a day. I said that you can listen to our archive programs 24 hours a day. But you need to understand what's going on today, because there are powerful supernatural forces at work. We have a great 4-CD set on entitled The Supernatural. We have a 4-CD set on satanic crimes. We have Sidney Constance Cumby's wonderful talk, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We have her book. We have a 4-CD set of my interviews with her. And we have the talk, the DVD she gave. That's Constance Cumby. Certainly one of the best informed peoples we have out there. Going into the supernatural forces which are at work in the world today. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will certainly want to get to Sidney Might talk of Sidney on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, because they really do intend to kill off about 90% of the population of the world. And people say, who in their right mind would want to do that? Well, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. The Agenda 21, the covert plan, or Population Control, the Covert Agenda. They're both available. There's an excellent syllabus with my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And we hope that you want to get the syllabus with that. And certainly you have all sorts of syllabuses out there on all the phony wars we've had. And you need to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is certainly a spiritual battle, and so we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, for our leaders, our ministers, but Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, Daddy. Don't be late.
No. White with foam. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Show, you're in the right place. That is, if you don't mind challenging the existing facts. That's right. The existing facts you've been told since you were a child. And now today we learn, oh my goodness, those people that cared about us so much, not, unfortunately. We've got a lot of news today. The wars are escalating. Yes, absolutely, the wars. Syria now announces they are going to respond to any attack, regardless, and they seem to be ready to say enough is enough. Israel has decided they want to build 1,000 more settler units, 1,000 more units. It's as if they are just expanding and expanding as people are not paying attention to what is taking place with Israel. America wants to plead guilty in the Afghan carnage, according to Press TV. And a new website reveals the extent of the secret CIA flight network, as if we needed to know any more or wanted to know any more about that. Canada has imposed new bans on Iran. And a drone. You gotta love this.